have to say, this Cole seems like a totally different guy than the one that was at the engagement party. This Cole reminds me of the guy I met that night at the Thirsty Monk. Not a totally unlikable guy.
I don't know what to say except apologize and tell you that I'm not that guy anymore.
I raise a brow. Sure didn't seem that way at the engagement party. He shifts his weight and looks down at his feet for a second before returning his gaze to my own.
You thought you had me all figured out. I didn't want to disappoint you.
There's an edge to his voice, and it's clear to me that I struck a nerve that night. Interesting. In my defense, I thought I did. When I realized who you were, and then the fact that I'd gone home with you a few weeks before, I trail off, and I'm not able to meet his eyes when I say that last part.
You thought nothing had changed.
I shrug.
The night you came back to my place, that was different.
How? He pauses and then shakes his head.
Doesn't matter. Just was.
Another interesting little tidbit I file away and plan to examine later. All of that doesn't matter anyway. I wanted to meet with you today to clear the air. You know, since we're going to have to see each other a lot in the coming months. A small smile tugs at the corner of his mouth.
I'm glad you did.
I also wanted to ask you not to mention anything to Talia about us going home together. He raises a brow now and studies me. It would only stress her out more and she'd be worrying if the two of us can coexist. I don't want to add to an already stressful time for her. I keep the part about her knowing exactly how much Cole's little stunt affected my life to myself.
She's getting married, not getting divorced,
he says. I'm aware, but even good stress is still stress.
If you say so.
Look, something you need to know about Tal is that she's been planning her wedding in her head since she was 10. This is a big deal for her. And her mother isn't going to get off her back until she has the perfect society wedding. You haven't mentioned anything to Chase, have you? Cole crinkles his forehead and shakes his head.
My personal life is none of my brother's business.
Good. So you agree? He shrugs.
I guess so, if you're comfortable lying to your friend about it.
Ouch. That stings. It's to help her. And really, what's the point in telling her? Nothing is ever going to happen again. He chuckles for a split second.
If you say so.
That gives me pause. I do. Why wouldn't I?
You think I don't notice the way you check me out every time you see me?